hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It is the dating game show that offers a no return policy.
Ooh,
after you hear it, if you don't like it, I don't care.
Wow.
No takesy backsies with Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head to head to find out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, when she kisses a guy, she immediately rates their skills, writes it down on a sticky note, and gives it to them.
What the heck?
That's why they call her Fountain Pen Jen.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Okay. Oh, man. This game should be sponsored by Post-it.
And in the other corner, three separate guys have left her mid-date, and all of them rode away on horseback.
What?
So she's earned herself the nickname Gallopin' Allison.
Where are you guys?
Dating in my hometown, I'm guessing.
Here's how the game works. One contestant is going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're doing this back and forth for three rounds. And then afterwards, we will declare a winner. Fountain Pen Jen, you're going to start us off. Let's go.
My Tinder date and I were driving to a restaurant when he started driving pretty fast and reckless.
Oh, no, that's so scary.
Whoa.
Yeah, I asked him to stop or let me out, but he said he couldn't. And when I asked him why, he said his fiance was following us and he needed to ditch her ASAP.
Oh.
Dude, that's worse than the cops.
Yeah, at that point, he's like, I'm trying to get the cops' attention.
Yeah.
It shows that he's a desirable guy if he's able to lock a lady down.
Good point.
Oh, yeah, we ended up dating for a few months.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
I like suspense.
You like the suspense.
Okay.
You deserve each other. All right.
Yeah,
wow.
Gallopin' Allison, can you counter?
I was at a guy's place and he wanted to watch Star Wars.
Okay.
Cute.
So I was like, okay. But it wasn't to hook up. It was so he could show off by doing every character voice throughout the entire movie.
That's talent.
Even the lightsaber sounds.
Lightsaber.
You could do a lightsaber?
You went to a whole performance of Star Wars and you're complaining?
And those movies are not short.
Yeah.
I want to lightsaber you right now, bro.
No. This is awful.
All right.
We should do this.
We're on to round two. That means, Jen, we're back to you.
All right, I met a guy for coffee, and he showed up really sweaty.
Okay.
Yeah, he said he had gone for a run and timed it to end on our date.
Why? That's not smart.
Good timing.
It was not smart. He smelled terrible and was dripping with sweat and asked the barista for cinnamon.
What?
Not for his drink, but took it and sprinkled it all over his body to make him smell better.
Oh. He just poured cinnamon on himself right there in the coffee shop?
Just like deodorant.
Yeah. Well, natural deodorant.
And now fall scents will never be the same for you again.
He's like, also, you guys got any nutmeg?
All right. Allison, what do you got?
Okay, so a guy invited me to a movie theater that he worked at.
Mm-hmm.
I get there. He's outside wearing a large hat and a trench coat.
Never.
Obviously, to sneak in your own snacks, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, snack trench
coat. Okay, well, that's what I thought, too. But when I asked him what was going on, he told me to keep it down.
Oh.
And then he opens the coat to show me that it's filled with movie candy and said he sells it outside the theater for half price.
He sells it?
Dude, that is an entrepreneur right there.
It's genius.
It gets better. He then went on to tell me that once he sold enough Junior Mints to cover our ticket, that's when we could go in.
Oh.
You had to wait and work?
God, don't they get kind of melty when you keep them close to your body for that long?
Ladies, we're on to the third and final round here.
Oh, my God, this has been fantastic.
We're looking for your best story, so give it to us, Fountain Pen Jen.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
At a bar, conversation was going well, and then he told me he's an up-and-coming magician.
Oh, cool.
Mm. I didn't know you could up and come as a magician. There's
absolutely.
There's so little of them. I thought you just start out like top.
Yeah, you're top three no matter what.
Yeah, so I told him, I was like, show me a trick.
Yeah.
He stood up and waved his fake wand, then threw a glass of water all over me to make my clothes disappear.
Oh.
He is good.
Oh, he's a pervy magician.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my clothes disappeared with me and them out the door.
Oh, you left.
Oh, so it did work.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't cut you in half.
You made a whole person disappear.
Even better.
Allison, this is your last chance.
So I had a date at a bar, and the guy said that he wanted to go home and feed his cat. So I'm like, okay, I went with him, assuming that we'd hook up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But when we got there, he drew fake whiskers on his face with a Sharpie. And then asked me to spoon feed him wet cat food.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Oh, cat food boy.
And did you do it?
Of course I did. When else am I going to get a chance to feed a guy wet cat food?
YOLO. Okay.
Oh, that is so gross.
That's the final bell. That means the match is over. I don't know how we're going to score, but let's try Alexis.
Oh, easy for me. Allison with the cat food.
Oh, yeah.
One
Mr.
For
Fancy Feast definitely has my vote. Allison,
two,
you got it.
That means congratulations, Gallopin' Allison. You are our champion of dating sadness for the day.
Oh, man, cringe.
Yay, love the validation.
You're not crazy.
All right, thank you for playing. That's Battle of the Tinder Dates. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.